If we take the example of wanting to attain something, there are three positions that are generally present when somebody wants to obtain or attain something. One is those who very quickly get to their destination or attain or obtain what they want. Then there are those who are a bit slow, a bit lazy. They reach there eventually, but very slowly do they get to their objective or destination or what they want to attain. Not like the first group who got there quickly. And the third are those people who don't even get there. They stay behind, or they get left behind, or they lose out. They don't attain their objective, their destination. They don't get there. What's the reason that you have these three categories of human beings? In every situation, whether it's a worldly or related to the hereafter, you get these three categories of people. Either they very quickly attain their objective, or slowly, slowly they move towards their destination, or they fail altogether. And the reason for this is that whatever you want to achieve or attain, the more you value and appreciate that what you want to achieve or obtain, then you will fulfill that objective. So if you have no qadr, no appreciation, you won't get there quickly enough. If you don't have the appreciation value, you won't even get there at all. So the point to attain anything, to achieve anything, to obtain something, for that duty or task, you have to have the greatness and you can say the importance in your heart for that thing, for the activity. And without that greatness and importance, we cannot achieve our objective and get to our destination. In our history, if we look at the history, we have the knowledge of the dhahir, the external knowledge, and the ilm of the batin, the internal knowledge. They are both. And those who have appreciated the destination, the true destination, they've attained through both. It was asked from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the Hazrat, that maybe you didn't keep the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as maybe the others who were closer, but how comes that many hadith have been narrated by you compared to the other sahaba? And this is the maqam of Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in narrating hadith. The mufassirin, the commentators say 5,336, except similar to that hadith, have been 5,364 hadith have been narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, alhamdulillah. But his situation was such, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, his health wasn't that strong, and his understanding wasn't as strong as the other sahaba who were maybe closer. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu replied that the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were all azim and great, mashallah. And everybody achieved and attained and received. But he said, one thing I did was that I had no other thought apart from this, that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his sayings, his actions and his activities, his amal, his worship, what else should I do apart from looking at this? He said there was no kitabs then. There was no thought process regarding hadith and narrations and chain. He said this was just within me, inside me, that I just ran after this task because the greatness of this task came into me of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I was immersed in this. So I grabbed hold of this, and this was my objective. And the other companions, they used to do other things. They would maybe go left and right and do other things, but I never left Masjid al-Nabwi. And if I ate, I ate. Otherwise, if I didn't, fine. For days there was poverty or hunger, but I always did this task. And then on top of this, alhamdulillah, when in the heart comes the value and appreciation, and the more appreciation and value, whatever you're doing, then Allah Ta'ala's help also comes. Remember this. Allah Ta'ala's help comes. This is the promise of Allah. That take steps, take the strides, Allah Ta'ala says, I will help you, assist you. This is Allah's promise. So Hazrat Abu Huraira, radiallahu anhu, he maybe wasn't the most intellectual or fast compared to the other sahaba, but he said, "O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when I see you or I look or hear you or look at what you're doing, but my memory doesn't take my side." So Rasulullah said, "Gather your cloth and sit." And then he opened the cloth. And then he said, "When I saw that, I could see the blessings that were coming." This was the hal of those great people. It was some torn cloth that he put there in front of him. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam gathered that cloth and put it against his chest. He said that when I put it against my chest, then it felt as if the treasure of paradise had come into me. And then he said there was a question didn't arise that I would forget the hadith. So this is qadr, the value, the appreciation. I'm talking about the knowledge of the world. There's the ilm of dhahir, ilm of batin. Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, great companion. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi alayhi has said that for one hadith of getting the hadith of Hazrat Jabir radiallahu anhu, to attain that one hadith, he traveled so far from Medina to Dimishq in the severe heat, June, July type of month, severe climate, hot, difficult. And there was no motorway at that time, vehicles or transport. Even now they're probably in the hot winds and the storm. Because when the desert storm, the sandstorm occurs, you know, I've lived in that sort of environment. Then from the earth and from the skies, it's like the fire has come. That if you drop water onto the earth, it evaporates suddenly. That's how hot it is. And for seven months, we wouldn't leave the home. Our environment near to Multan was so hot, we wouldn't leave home for 7 months in the year due to the heat, extreme heat. And there in the desert, and to walk for one hadith, to collect one hadith, this sahabi is going to just ask about the hadith. And look at this qadr, appreciation. And in that journey, 1400 kilometers to get one hadith. One hadith. Another companion, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him. He said, "In my heart I had the feeling that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away," because he was the cousin, the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's uncle, he was the cousin brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. He said, "I was 10 years old." He was young when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. He said, "My heart came the feeling that you've not attained anything. Okay, no problem. There are many great sahaba here, and they have got good rank and status. So go into their service and learn knowledge. Collect the knowledge. Collect the hadith." So he states, he mentioned that he saw this maqam. He experienced this. And his situation was such that once that he wanted to learn or obtain a hadith, a chain of hadith, of one hadith from a companion, it was very hot. And he said it was severe heat, and I went on a journey. I went to that village, that town. When I got there, he said that his door was shut. It was severe heat, people closed the door. And look at the miracle of the sahaba. He said that I didn't leave the door, I just sat at the doorstep. And I didn't knock on the door. He said, "For this reason, because I've come to learn a hadith, and I did not feel in my heart that you've come to learn knowledge from this person, and this is severe disrespect that you knock on the door of the ustad and you'll disturb him, and then he will have to come." So this is adab, this is the manners. This is the manners. So in my heart, he said, "I did not feel." So I sat down outside. Then the sandstorm, the heat, and so much sand came that all my clothes absorbed the sand due to the heat. And this, and he said at the time of Asr, when that companion came out, he was shocked that, "You didn't knock on the door. Why didn't you call me?" And he knew the maqam, that this is the cousin brother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, "No, you've said something to me that I couldn't do. How could I knock on your door and disturb you? I've come to learn from you. My heart did not feel that I disrespect you. I wanted to respect what I was doing." So that's why this was against respect for me, the principle of respect. So I felt, that's fine. I can sit here and absorb the heat and persevere, but I couldn't disturb you. So this is the tariqah, the methodology, appreciation and value. Any companion, this was why the mufassireen gave them the great status and rank. And Allah Ta'ala subhanAllah says that whoever has value and appreciation of ilm, whether it's dhahiri ilm, external knowledge like Quran and Hadith, and batani ilm, internal knowledge, like we are sitting here in this majlis and we try our best We try our best to attain the qurb, the nearness of Allah. So that's why I'm speaking and having this discussion. I'm not giving a speech that if we have not reached to our destination or are not reaching, there are obstacles. Then the issue here is how much do we value this path? How much greatness is there in our heart for attaining the spiritual internal knowledge? And the reason why a person is delayed in getting to his destination is because he doesn't have the value for that thing. That's it. That's the lesson. That's the lesson. This is the lesson that we learn. And the sheikhs, our mashayikhs, our pious predecessors, the sheikhs who had great rank and status, their names have been mentioned in the kitabs, they didn't start anything new. It wasn't a new routine, just like you and me, what we do. They did the same. And the difference that we see is that their appreciation was very, very high and elevated. And they knew that there was nothing more important than this. There's nothing more azeem than this. This is how much value they had. And this is the situation with ilm-e batin, the internal knowledge. That the this knowledge of the batin, spiritual purification, came from Ashab-e Sufa. This was a university, a khanqah, the raised platform in front of the hujra of Rasulullah, the select special sahaba, elite sahaba, who were the Ashab-e Sufa, the companions of the platform, who learned this spiritual knowledge and they distributed it on to the tabi'in, to the mashayikh, the sufiya ikram, our pious predecessors. And this is their same situation, that the knowledge of the batin, it comes direct from subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows the greatness of his name. And Allah ta'ala knows that I can change myself, my parents, and shout out loudly and say what I want and claim what I want. The dunya may say to me, ah, he's an ashik, a lover, he's a pious person. But Allah ta'ala knows that what is the greatness in the heart. I can change my parents or title or the way I speak. That doesn't achieve anything. But when we have the azma, the greatness of Allah, then you don't need a year, 6 months, nothing. Now I'll give you the example of one wali of Allah. As a Bashar Hafi, rahmatullah alayhi, what did he do? He was, before turning and changing and improving his life, he would be drinking alcohol, drunk, in the state of drunkenness. Then one day he was walking, he saw the name of Allah written on a piece of paper. He said, oh, who's thrown this down? He picked it up, applied fragrance to it, and he respected it. And after cleaning it, in the same state of drunkenness, tell me, there were people who couldn't do this, who prayed tahajjud, but he did this, Bashir Hafi Ramdhari. He could have said, oh, no, let's just put this to the side. He respected it, applied fragrance to it. And he said, who threw this down? Why did I drop? And he's speaking to himself. Who did this action, this wrong action, threw the name of Allah on the paper onto the floor? And his jazbah was coming out in his anger, his passion. He sought somewhere. Where shall I put this piece of paper? Where shall I put it? Tell me that impure person who threw this paper down. No, he at that time was impure. He was drunk. He had drunk alcohol. No istinja probably. No cleanliness, no purification. He kissed that piece of paper. He put adar on it and fragrance. Then he saw a place like a shelf high up, maybe a ledge or something, and a sill, and he put that paper on there. Subhanallah, the night time fell and there was a wali of Allah in that area, and he got the hint in the dream that go to Bashar and tell him. He's seeing this in the dream. Go and tell Bashar Hafi, Allahu Akbar, that yesterday you elevated my name. You respected my name. Allah Ta'ala said, you respected my name. You applied fragrance to my name. You respected my name. That's it. Now Allah has elevated your name. Your Rabb has elevated your name. So now this wali is looking, that Bashar, there's only one, the one who's drunk all the time. Which other Bashar is there in this locality, vicinity? And he thought, how shall I give him the good news? In the bar where people drink? Or is he in the masjid? Is he doing a tasbih? Or is he on a prayer mat? He couldn't understand what to do. So the third night he saw the same dream and message. He thought, it must be this same man. Don't know what action he's done that he's got this rank. So he valued, as a Bashar Hafi, valued, and we 10,000, 1,000, Allah, 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 we keep doing. And in our hearts we have no value and appreciation. We still disobey Allah, 1,000 tasbih, and we still disobey Allah. We still break Allah Ta'ala's principles and laws, and we speak in opposition to him. Is this qadr? Is this value? Aha, subhanallah. Allah says in the Quran, وَمَا قَدَرَ اللَّهِ حَقَّ بِقَدْرِهِ. The Quran says this, that value of Allah, Allah says, you don't even value, you don't appreciate who I am, you have not recognized who I am, Allah Ta'ala says. This is what Allah is saying in the Quran. So this is the situation. And our salaf, our pious predecessors, I've given you the example, that where does the door to the heart open? Through the greatness and appreciation, Allah's jamal and kamal, and his greatness and his power and his glory. The more it comes into our heart, and it will come like this. Our great Shaykh and pious predecessor in the Naqshbandi Silsila. And he was a wali from birth. And mashallah, he was a wrestler as well. And once he was wrestling, and a wali wala passed by him. And when he saw him, and this is what happens, that the walis of Allah, all you can see on their appearance is the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when he saw the sign of Allah, he read the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And suddenly, the greatness came into his heart for Allah. Suddenly the azmat came, the greatness, and he stopped his wrestling and playing, and he ran after that wali of Allah. And he said, I want to do tawbah, that a nur, a light has come into my heart, the name of Allah. Allah's name is so blessed and great, and it gives the satisfaction and purity. So he left the actions of the world, of the dunya. And remember, when a person feels and appreciates that azmat and the glory and the power of Allah, and this comes into the heart, then the question doesn't arise that a person sins or wastes time. MashaAllah, you are Sufi Hazrat. I'm speaking to myself. You are good, pure people. That we have to think that we can't just achieve the destination by doing nothing. Allah, Allah, Allah's name. Is this some small time name? This journey we're on? Is this a small time journey? Allah Ta'ala says, there's nothing lacking in my treasure chest. Nothing lacking. And the person who creates a link with Allah, then how can it be that he does not attain success? Allah Ta'ala introduces himself in the Quran. Why? Allah says, فَاتِرُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَدَ خَلَقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَلَدَ خَلَقُ. Allah Ta'ala says everything with regards to his power. Sometimes Allah Ta'ala mentions everything regarding his qualities, his attributes, and how Allah Ta'ala's power and glory is over the universe. So what's the difference in the different verses? Allah Ta'ala says, I'm Azeem, I'm great. I created the whole universe. I created all of mankind. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And subhanAllah, what does Allah Ta'ala say? What is the difference? فَاتَرِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, I created, and lillahi. Allah Ta'ala says, all of creation is for me. All of creation, says Allah, we are for you. So Allah Ta'ala says, everything recognizes me, the Khaliq. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ. And they come back to me and turn to me, except insan, human being, who does not recognize me, the leaves, they know. وَلِلَّهِ, that I am for Allah. A little mosquito will know that he is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran mentions this, everything that's between the heavens and the earth, everything was created for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's submission and worship. The Allah ta'ala said, I created them, and they respond and they reply, Allah, we are for you. The leaf says, I'm for you, Allah. The twig says, Allah, I'm for you. Everything, every atom and molecule. How can anything in the creation dare not to remember Allah? And we cannot even think. They, the forms of creation, not for a second do they think that they're not for Allah. They say, we are for you, O Lord. But there's insan, the human being who eats, who enjoys, and he walks and wanders on the earth that Allah Ta'ala has given to him. And he says, with a big head, Ajib is the human being. Huh? He says, Father is Samawat, Makhluk. The whole of creation says, we're for Allah. Allahu Akbar. That to being created, and what does the human being do? He starts to worship that same creation. The star is Allah, the sun is Allah, the snake is Allah, the tree is Allah, this human being is Allah. Amazing. Allah Ta'ala says that I made this for you, and you've made this Allah now. In other words, you start to worship the creation. But the creation itself is saying that we are here for Allah, to worship Allah, we've come for Allah. So this is for insan, that we don't recognize Allah. What value and appreciation and greatness of Allah do I have in my heart? So when the greatness of Allah comes into the heart, when this descends into the heart, then insan, he doesn't stay the same. Then he becomes a person with a great title. So I'll give the example. Was he before this sheikh? He was somebody who used to just spend time wrestling and fighting in the world with others. And then when he saw the sheikh pass by with his students, and he thought, when his students, they cleaned the clothes and said, where shall we hang these clothes? He said, what are you thinking about? They said that we just cleaned our clothes, so we put them here on a branch. You know, like in the wilderness, in the village areas, somewhere on the branches of the tree, or on the rocks, or in the shade. They said, Hazrat, shall I hang the clothes there? He said, no, don't put this on the branches there. He said that there will be the difficulty, the pain will be given to the thorn and the nettles on the branches. Maybe they're doing dhikr of Allah. Don't put your clothes on there. So look how a person, when he gets close to Allah, how the link is connected. He said, no, shall we put it over the tree? Over the branches of the tree? He said, no, this is the creation of Allah. Don't put my clothes over there. So on the earth, he said, no, there's grass. And that is also remembering Allah. Don't put it on the grass. Maybe that's doing the dhikr of Allah, and it's close to Allah. So Hazrat, shall we dry? How do we dry? He said, put them over your shoulders and put your direction towards the sun. Aha, is this not qadr and appreciation of the name of Allah? Subhanallah, so my brothers, this is the point. This is the point. Alhamdulillah, we should do dua to Allah, that Allah, please give us the greatness of your name, value of your name, appreciation of your name, your jamal, your kamal, the qadr of Allah, that we read the Quran, we recite Quran. And this is that elevates Allah Ta'ala's name and His glory and His power, that who is Allah? How great is Allah? We are His creation. What is our rank, our status, our level? That is why my Shaykh Hazrat Rahmatullah said, when you sit to do dhikr of Allah, then alongside dhikr, we should have total awareness and appreciation. Honest and sincere appreciation. Don't just stop in the recitation of the name of Allah. Go towards Allah's nearness, His greatness, His glory, His power, His jamal, His kamal, His qudrat, His azmat. Bring this into your heart. And when this comes into your heart and descends into your heart, when this drops and comes into the heart, then the question doesn't arise that a human being disobeys Allah, commits the sins. That's why I said that when he starts to become cautious and careful, then he'll become a beautiful, excellent of a human being. Beautiful example of human being. And a person who says, Allah, Allah, Allah. Yes, this is physical practice. This is a good stage. We've started this journey with the recitation of Allah's name. But the objective is what? That within us, in our heart, how much do I have the appreciation of Allah as my creator? How much do I appreciate Allah's glory? And what is appreciation of Allah? We are present in the world. And in the world, how much do I value the world and how much do I value the name of Allah? This is a simple, clear question. And we value £5 too much. We elevate it too much. Our shop, the value of the shop elevates too much. A little bit of a problem comes in the world and we raise that importance so high. We should think at that time that what am I doing? What do I want to become? Who am I seeking? Which Lord? Which Creator? And how much value do I have and appreciation for Allah do I have in my heart? How much do I make effort for Allah? How much do I work hard for Allah to get the nearness of Allah? And how much am I doing this for the dunya? No, I just want to work. And fine. But if a person keeps saying Allah, Allah, and Allah Ta'ala's fadl comes into his life, then he will realize the haqiqat, the reality. If we don't get to the reality of a task, tazkiyah, purification, as I said, it's not about spending 6 months or 10 months or 12 months just doing tasbih for weeks and months on end. It's not a tradition, a culture. Tazkiyah, purification, is changing the world within our hearts to have the appreciation of what life is about. All material love should disappear and the haqiqat, the reality, the love of Allah, our creator, should come into the heart. Who is Allah? You understand this, brothers? So we have to spend time on this. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make effort on this. That's why I've repeated this and mentioned this today, that we should try to make ourselves understand who are we, where are we, where are we going, what should we be doing, and what do we need to achieve success. So we don't cry tomorrow and say, oh, we didn't know. So if we want to reach our destination, what will take us to our destination? Do you not understand still what I'm saying? Qadr, appreciation and value of Allah in the heart. The more we value and appreciate Allah in the heart, I've given you the examples. The value of Allah in the heart, appreciate that without asking any questions, we have the total glory and the love of Allah in the heart. Allah says, you don't need to ask questions. Allah says, I know you. That if you love me and have my glory and appreciation in my heart, in your heart, then Allah says, how will I leave you? I will assist you. That the taqwa that's come into your heart, the khawf, the fear of my name, then you are mine. You are my beloved. That you don't need to fear. I will assist you. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Ameen. Recite Durood Sharif.